BBC Radio 4. We present I'm Sorry I Haven't a Clue, the antidote to panel games. At the piano is Colin Sell, and your chairman is Humphrey Littleton.
Hello, and welcome to I'm Sorry I Haven't a Clue. You join us today in Southsea, the fine Hampshire coast town where visitors with an interest in history seek out the many exhibitions and museums to see how a simple island race lived in the distant past. Alternatively, they can hop on a ferry to the Isle of Wight. The town serves as the residential district of Portsmouth. Although a small naval base since Roman times, the port really grew when Henry VII had his dry dock built here. He hadn't intended it to be a dry dock. That only came about after the running of it past a Southern Water PLC. Most famously, the port is associated with Lord Nelson's flagship, the Victory, to which visitors flock to see the very spot where the great man fell. It's marked by a plaque reading, "Here, on July the 12th, 1798, Lord Nelson tripped over a bloke screwing a brass plate to the deck after inadvertently putting his patch on the wrong eye." Let's meet the teams. On my left, Barry Cryer and Graham Garden. And on my right, Sandy Toksvig and Tim Brooke Taylor. Now, I'm afraid our regular scorer, Samantha, can't be with us today. She was advised to have a couple of days in bed by her new GP after discovering a different practice. She reckons a day or two under the doctor should sort her out. So please welcome in her stead our Swedish stand-in, Sven. Okay, on with the first game, teams, which is all about cutting costs. It's called Cost Cutters. There's nothing that gets my goat more than the senseless waste of license fee income, which is why I've instructed the BBC to stop putting chilled champagne in my dressing room. There's no point going to the expense of chilling it if it's only going in the bath. So with economy very much the watchword, teams, I'd like you please to suggest some cost-cutter versions of films, TV or radio shows that might be made within a strict budget. Barry, would you like to start?
Conan the Librarian.
Sandy.
The English Outpatient.
Graham.
10% discount off the bill.
And Tim?
Alistair Cook's email from America.
To the semi-born.
Clive Anderson talks less.
Oh. In your dreams.
Mission perfectly feasible. The great Grimsby.
Raiders of the Lost Ark Lamp with Harrison Skoda.
The National Lottery Big Ticket has become... No, sorry, that couldn't be cheaper than it already is.
Gunfight at the less than satisfactory corral.
Mastermind with Peter Snow.
Samson and the Lilo.
Those magnificent men with their sewing machines.
I'd quite like to see that.
Our next game has the title, One Song to the Tune of Another. This is a cunning musical game that cleverly combines the music of one song with the words of another, such that the teams appear, as if by magic, to be singing two songs at the same time. The game originated on the occasion that Ireland first won the Eurovision Song Contest. At the celebration party, Ireland's lovely entrant, Dana, got carried away, jumped on stage, and delighted revellers by doing all kinds of everything with Paddy McGinty's goat. And providing musical accompaniment, we have the master of unusual combinations. You haven't seen them, I did, in the dressing room. At the piano, Colin Sell. Barry, I'd like you to start, please, by singing the words to Don't Dilly Dally on the Way to the tune of Can't Help Falling in Love.
My old man said follow the van and don't dilly dally on the highway. Off went a cart with a home packed in it, and I walked behind with my old cock-limit. But I dilly-dallied, dallied, and I dillied, lost the van and don't know where. Stopped on the way to have the old half quartern, and I can't find my way home.
Okay, your turn, Sandy. Will you please sing the words of Animal Crackers in My Soup to the tune of the Toreador's March?
Animal crackers in my soup, monkeys and rabbits can loop the halloo. Gosh, no gee, but I have fun swallowing animals one by one. In every bowl of soup, I see lions and tigers. What do you mean? I make them jump right through a hoop. Those animal crackers in my soup. When I get hold of the bad wolf, I just push him under to drown.
You may have noticed Colin Sell couldn't keep in time with the audience. Okay, it's you now, Graham. Would you please sing the words of Don't Blame It on the Boogie to the tune of the Battle Hymn of the Republic?
My baby's always dancing. It wouldn't be a bad thing. But I don't get no loving, and that's no lie. We spent the night in Frisco at every kind of disco, and from that night I kissed our love goodbye. Don't blame it on the sunshine. Don't blame it on the moonlight. Don't blame it on the good times. Blame it on the boogie. That nest nasty boogie bugs me, but somehow it had drugged me. That spellbound rhythm gets me all night through. I've changed my way of living. I've filled my pipe and lit it. My baby just can't take her eyes off me. All together. Don't blame it on the sunshine. Don't blame it on the moonlight. Don't blame it on the good times. Blame it on the boogie.
Finally, Tim, would you please sing the words of Run, Rabbit, Run to the tune of Delilah?
Run, rabbit, run, rabbit, run, 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 rabbit, run. Rabbit, run, run, bang, 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 goes the farmer's gun. Run, rabbit, run. Rabbit, run, 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 rabbit, run, run. Don't give the farmer his fun, fun, fun. He'll get by without his rabbit pie. So rabbit, run, run, run. Oh, rabbit, run, 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 rabbit, run.
Well, it's time now to play a round called Word for Word. In this round, I'd like one team to start by exchanging a series of random and completely unconnected words. The opposing team should challenge if they detect a connection. If I uphold the challenge, the challenger should take over and so on. Okay, would you start, please? Tim and Sandy.
Cauliflower.
Smattering.
Bucket.
Challenge from Graham.
Yeah, Tim had a smattering of cauliflower for lunch. I saw him.
I wasn't there.
How do you know?
I was there.
Oh, it was you.
Overruled.
Turnip.
Twaddle.
Coxcomb.
Fledgling.
Chorister.
Slime.
Corpulence.
Challenge from Barry.
Corpulent slime. Yugoslavia's Eurovision entry. 1958. Should have won, in my opinion.
Now, I won't accept that one.
Quite right, too, if I may say.
Well, it was 1957.
Windsock.
Comb.
Gogglebox.
Tupperware.
Challenge from Graham.
I have a Tupperware goggle box at home.
Is it frightfully useful, Graham?
I keep my goggles in it.
Ah, well. Do they stay fresh?
They stay fresh.
Every penny, then, Graham.
Yes, fresh and crisp.
Okay, Graham, that was a good challenge.
So was it? Right.
Right.
Rabbit. Run.
Sandy.
What?
Sandy, you challenge.
Those are the words to a famous Tom Jones song. I don't know what...
Yes. Go on.
Burrow.
Mulch.
Cauliflower.
Broccoli.
Smattering.
Slime.
Corpulent.
Okay, it's time now for a splendid round called Complete Quotes. It's surprising how many of us don't know the complete version of many famous quotations. For example, there are those immortal words of Neville Chamberlain, "I have in my hand a piece of paper." Would someone pass a new roll under the door, please? In this round, teams, you'll hear a series of well-known personalities speaking, each of whom has unfortunately stopped in mid-sentence. I'd like you to finish them off, please. That's the quotations. Barry, we'll start with you. Will you finish off these words of Anne Widdecombe?
For me personally, and it is only a personal statement, this is just the last straw in a very large bale of straws. I do not see that it's now possible to...
take part in your wet T-shirt competition.
Okay, it's you now, Sandy. Here's the Duchess of York.
Actually, a gentleman sat next door to me once. I said, you know, Prince Albert was a great, great dad. He really was. And this man said,
shh, we're at a funeral.
Strictly speaking, I shouldn't be doing that to your toe either.
Tim, Prince Edward for you.
I've been promoted, I think, from when I was just a general dog's body. And this time, unfortunately, I'm going to be...
a field marshal dog's body.
Okay, Graham, some words of Peter Mandelson being interviewed by James Naughtie.
I've got a big smile on my face, but as you know, I'm a very cautious fellow.
Oh, yes, of course you are, but do you think it's a big one?
I think it is likely to be a substantial one, and it is going to be a
tribute to Viagra.
Okay, well, we'll open this up now. Here are some for any of you to finish off. Some words of Prince Charles first.
I'm not very good at being a performing monkey, really. Well, I'm not prepared to just...
let Camilla grind my organ. Of ever being honoured, dashed.
This time is Saddam Hussein's official spokesman.
For it is a right on all of us to carry out the holy jihad, the holy war of Islam, to liberate the holy
holy shit, he's got a gun.
Okay, yes, Prince Philip.
I know that I can speak for the Worldwide Fund for Nature and probably for the whole conservation movement in welcoming...
the first grouse of the year.
And finally, John Redwood.
I'm talking about... schoolgirls, 14-year-olds, 15-year-olds, maybe 16-year-olds. I'm not just talking about the money. One of the problems, if you invite young women into flats before they've got any qualifications and are not properly equipped for the adult world, is...
if you want to hear more, call 0890...
Right, we're going to try an interesting game now. We're going to play a game we call Cheddar Gorge. We call it that in honour of the fact that all the regulars on the programme are big cheese fans. Graham is a member of the Roquefort Appreciation Society. Tim receives the Parmesan newsletter. And Barry has a regular subscription to a Danish Blue magazine. In this round, I'll be asking the teams to construct a sentence by each of them uttering a single word at a time. The object is not to complete a sentence. Regular listeners will be pleased to hear I've still got the horn. And when I decide a sentence has been completed, I'll make a noise on it like this. Okay, teams, I'd like your sentence to take the form of a wreath lecture on the subject of the Spice Girls. Graham, will you start, please?
I'll tell you
what
I want to
do
this
evening
when
the
Spice
Girls
come
over
in
the
scariest possible
and
posh
girls
don't
like
to
eat
anything
to
aggravate
because
it
somehow
tends
to
annoy
some
baby
spices
such
as
Nell,
who
is the best
of
all the younger
Mels
around the outskirts
of
this
very
pleasant
little
fair
and
amenable
seaside
and
yet
inland
revenue
officer, I will
never
come with any
more
of this ridiculous
nonsense.
Okay, well, it's time for a musical round now called Dysfunctional Duets. In this round, teams, I'd like you to sing duets in the style of unlikely partnerships. The history of popular music is littered with strange pairings, as indeed was this stage earlier after Barry Cryer's novelty act of clipping his toenails to the tune of the Trumpet Voluntary. As ever, Colin Sell will be providing backup on the piano, although that's by no means his only instrument. In fact, I have a cutting here from Jazz Monthly magazine written by their top reviewer. It reads, "When I heard Colin Sell playing the mouth organ, I rushed in just in time to catch his set. He really should use a stronger denture fix if he wants to, if he wants to blow that hard." You're to start, Tim and Sandy. Would you please sing Puff the Magic Dragon in the style of that well-known partnership, Peter, Paul and Mary Whitehouse?
Puff the Magic Dragon lived by the sea.
Wait a minute, are there people with dragon in this?
Lived in the autumn mist in a land called Annalee.
Oh, no, I don't think you can have that. That's rhyming slang for something disgusting, isn't it?
Little Jackie Paper.
Oh, no, there's children involved now.
Love that rascal Puff.
Oh!
And brought in strings and sealing wax.
Oh, I knew it.
And other fancy stuff.
No, don't tell me there's going to be thongs and rubberware. I know, strap-on things.
Together they would travel on boat with billowed sails.
Oh, what does that mean? I know it's something revolting.
Jackie kept a lookout, perched on Puff's gigantic tail.
They're on top of each other now.
Noble kings and princes.
They defend that.
Well, there are no queens anyway. Would bow whene'er they came. Pirate ships would lower their flag when Puff roared out his name.
Oh, I've never heard anything so disgusting. You listen and you'll hear. Oh, Puff the Magic Dragon.
Oh, I see what you mean.
Okay, it's your turn, Barry and Graham. Would you please sing Wandering Star as Lee Marvin and his hairdresser?
Wheels are made for rolling.
Mules are made to pack. Always pop a pair in my suitcase.
Never see the sight. That didn't look better looking back.
Better looking back.
Looking
I know,
back.
Yes.
I was born under a wandering star.
I know, you said.
Mud can make you prisoner.
And the plains can bake you dry.
I know. Snow can burn your eyes.
But I tell you, only people make you cry.
So true. Home is made for coming from.
Well, and for dreams of going to as well. Don't forget that.
Which, with any luck, will never come true.
No, never. A bit more off the bottom.
Easy round the edges. I was born.
Yes, I know.
Under a wandering star.
Yes, you can say that again.
A wandering star.
Well, I've enjoyed our little chat.
Well, it's very nearly the end of the show, but there's just time to squeeze in a round of airline pilots' songbook. Sven was telling us he has an exhausting job working nights driving those nice air stewards to and from the airport. His shift includes various routes, but he doesn't get off until he's been to Heathrow and Felton. So while he nips off, I'll ask the teams to suggest some popular songs to suit an audience of pilots and other airline staff. Anybody can start this one.
Airline coffee, airline tea. I like that.
Boeing Crosby sings 747.
Qantas Amera.
Have an anthem for economy charters. Ooey, cheapy, cheapy seats.
You put your Lufthansa in.
Alitalia, what you fancy, the Ziggurat.
The Pink Panther theme, of course. Pan Am, Pan Am, Pan Am, Pan Am.
Beethoven's Ode to Joystick.
Stansted by your man.
And Kate Bush with her big hit, Heathrow, It's Me, It's Cathay Pacific.
Like a Virgin? No thanks, I've just put one out.
Sabina, Hard Day's Night.
The El Aliuya Chorus.
And so, ladies and gentlemen, as the Robin Cook of time wheedles out of the public inquiry of destiny, and the Michael Howard of eternity chokes on his own smug smile of fate, I notice it's the end of the show. So from Sven, the teams, myself, and the fine folk of South Sea, it's goodbye.
Cryer, Graham Garden, Sandy Toksvig and Timbrook Taylor were being given silly things to do by Humphrey Littleton, with Colin Sell setting some of them to music. The programme consultant was Ian Pattinson, and the producer was John Naismith.